I will have to tell you, this was a difficult sermon for me this week. I thought I'd say one thing, and something very strong came through. When I was little, well, before I was born, I had three older siblings. My mother had tuberculosis. And so my father was going to go off to war, but my mom had to go be checked out. And instead of dad going to war, mom was put in a sanitarium. So she left. Her youngest child was 8 months. My sister was 2, and my brother was 5. And mom had to be in the hospital for 3 years where she could not even touch her children. She could only wave out the window. It was the same hospital that my aunt, her sister, died in. My brother, at 5, went to live with my grandma and grandpa, my dad's mom and dad. And my 2 sisters went to live with Aunt Beattie. It was a difficult time for the family. And we always considered ourselves 2 family, those before mom went to the hospital and those after. Mom came out. My brother, the day that mom came home, made my grandpa bring him to the house and ran into the house and would never leave again. My sister came home. She was now 5 and was told that she could do nothing that would cause mom to get sick and have to go back to the hospital. My little sister, well, no, she was 7. So the youngest then was 5. And they didn't bring her home right away because they wanted to be sure mom could handle it. The damage that was done to those children through no fault of anybody was grave, especially my sister who was 5 years older than me, because she was a baby when she was sent to live with my aunt. And when she came back, she never could figure out who her real mother was. And there was always a conflict between my mom and my aunt and my sister. There was always this triangle because of what was no one's fault. And my sister at 50 died still in conflict about this. Separating children from their families is the worst thing that can happen. I spent 40 years in child welfare. In my 20s, I was a protective service worker and removed children from their homes. And it was justified, it was needed, because they were being severely neglected or abused. And it was difficult. I can tell you many horror stories of having to remove children and taking them to shelter. And in that few minutes of putting the children, taking them to the hospital to be checked out, and taking them into a shelter, they attached to me. And how difficult it was for them to let go. I can tell you stories that I was a foster care worker for 2 years in Ionia County and removing children and working very, very hard to reunite families and the damage that could be done to a child. And I trained foster care workers and protective service workers for 7 years for the state. And in that time, I trained attachment and separation theory and talked about the difficulty children have when separated and how important attachment is in that first 5 years to a parent. And then for 8 years, my husband and I were foster parents. And each time we brought children in, the difficulty for them to come into our family and the difficulty for them to let go, or the need for them to want to go home. There was pain involved. It was emotional, it was physical, it was mental, it was spiritual. There was so much pain. And yet we were all trying to do what was best for children. And now we, as a nation, are standing at a moral dilemma where we are removing children because they crossed our border and separating them from their parents. And it pains me. You have no idea the emotional pain this has created within me, because it brings up all the memories of all that I dealt with for 40 years. And at the time we had child welfare, We were looking out for what was in the best interest of children. We are not doing this right now. We are not looking at what is in the best interest of these children. Over about 2,000 children were removed from their parents last month alone. Now, there were parents just a short few years ago that were parents were sending them here because they knew it was the only way their children would survive. And these were children without parents. But now we're talking about parents crossing our borders, seeking safety, and being torn away. I have a friend who lives near El Paso. She said they have created a tent city in this little town. And the town is called Tortillo. It's on the edge of nowhere. And translate as screw, the name of the town. And she said it was bad enough that the heat's in the 90s and 100s, but yesterday it rained, which brings mosquitoes, scorpions, and snakes. And these children are in tents. And one of the pediatricians that went to visit wrote about what she called toxic stress. And the trauma that these children are going to go through will affect them. There's change in body function, sleeping, eating, toileting. There's change in behavior, detachment, numbing anxiety. There's change in development and learning, memory, organization, tantrums that makes them impossible to focus on new information. What are we doing to the children? And the response, and trust me, I try not to be political, was a quote from the Bible about following the law. That's not biblical. That's not the right one. Because Jesus himself said, whatever you do to the least of these little ones, you do to me. So in this day, we are called upon for a moral response, a Christian response, a humane response. When I was doing child development, I trained child development, and I also trained attachment separation. We talked about the behavioral problems of children who are separated from their parents. We now know through research what damage this does to the brain of a developing child. When a child is in trauma, areas of the brain do not develop, they become black. And in those areas, they never develop, which causes behavior problems the rest of their lives. We know this. We know what's happening to the children, let alone what's happening to the parents. And the response of the children will be anger, fear, numbness, anxiety. And they will always blame their parents, even if they couldn't help it. My husband died when my youngest was 8. And he said to me, Mom, I became numb. From that point on in life, I became numb. And that was through no fault of anybody. That was one parent. And the trauma these children endured coming, they already were ripped out of their home and their security. And to be now put in even away from the one thing they had that was secure was a parent. Today, we talk about a mustard seed. What one thing can create beauty and harvest and security? That's what our faith is supposed to do, is to be a place of security and faith and a place where one can come, and we should be doing that for the world. We have to do something as a moral, as Christians. One of the things that I know is that these children, this is not new. We saw the damage that concentration camps did in World War II in Germany. Those young children are finally dying off, but they carried that scar their whole life. And the families that came after them carried the scars. And we saw what we did when we removed Indian children from their families and put them in institutions and boarding schools, and the damage that did to those children. We saw when we were slavery in this country and they removed children from their parents. I think it's time that we stop doing damage to children. I think it's time that we stand up for those children who are voiceless, for those children who cannot speak for themselves. In the Native tradition, they say, what we do now affects the next seven generations. I don't want it on my conscience that what I've created and what's being created now is going to haunt my children, my grandchildren, my great-great-great-grandchildren, because it will. And so we are called to action, not just to prayer, but to action today. I implore you to do what you can to help raise the voice to say enough. These children should not be systems orphans. They should not be political pawns. These children deserve better. God help us. But I know that it also is affecting those who are helping these children, those who are removing these children, those who are taking care of the children. I can tell you, for every child I removed, there was a piece of my soul that I left behind. And I can tell you that you cannot do this kind of work, even if you think what you're doing isn't best, without it leaving scars or making your heart turn cold or creating a numbness inside you. So all who are part of this are going to have the effect. The children the worst, the workers, all of our souls. So all I can do is call you to action, to do what it is, whether you call your representatives and your senators and say, forget politics. It's time that we stop this for the safety and the sake of the children. I think this is what Jesus would ask. This is what we're called to as Christians. To not let another hair on the child be damaged. I pray this in Jesus' name. Amen.